Well, I'm excited about the message today. I hope it comes out well, because I just kind of have what God's been speaking to me, and it's really pretty simple. If there's a title for the message, which as of late, I really haven't been titling my messages, but if there was one, it would be like In the Beginning. And I think it's fitting for January 2021. We're right at the beginning of a new year. And I know that like everybody wants like a new year, because 2020 was what it was, but not to be the bearer of bad news, but you do realize that it's just an arbitrary date, right? And yet somehow, as we read through the Bible, we recognize that God is very concerned with time, even though he's outside of it. You know, he's the Alpha and the Omega. Like, his story has no beginning and it has no end. But our story does have a beginning and it does have an end. And the Bible shows us all of that. It begins. Our story begins when God created the heaven and the earth. So that's where we're going to pick up. I'm encouraging everybody to read through the Bible this year. Join us with the McShane Bible Reading Plan. So as a church, we can read through the Bible together. We'll have a forum. You'll be able to ask questions on Facebook. You'll be able to email. I'm reading through it with everybody. I'm happy to answer any questions. But here's the answer that I do have. Because as we start in Genesis, which by the way, Genesis means origins or beginning, we see this the beginning of our story because God creates heaven and earth, but it also in Genesis answers so many questions. Like I wrote some of them down. Where did we come from? Why are we here? Why is there evil in the world? Does God care? All of these answers are found in Genesis. We come from God. Why are we here? Because God loves us and wants to know us and wants us to know him. Like, why is there evil in the world? Because there's always a choice in love. And sometimes people choose really poorly, and it starts a chain reaction of events and the curse of sin that's broken this world. That's why there's evil in this world. It's a cursed, broken world that began with one foolish, disobedient act. And our disobedience has the same consequences today, just in a different manner. Does God care? Wow. The entirety of the Bible is God's redemptive plan for people. So cool. So we're going to start at Genesis 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the deep waters. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. And while this talks about the earth, there is such a direct correlation to us as individuals. It's huge, because so often people find themselves at the place where they feel like they're formless. In other words, I don't know what I'm supposed to be. I feel like I'm not what I'm supposed to be. They find themselves formless and empty. Have you ever felt that emptiness? Why am I here? I feel like there's this void inside of me. And darkness covered the deep waters. And they just feel like they're walking in darkness. But here's the good news, because the next sentence says, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of those dark, formless waters. What does that mean for us? That means God is with us, even when we don't see him, even when we don't sense him, even when all we see around us is a formless nothingness and dark. The Spirit of God is there. He is there. And then we see verse 3. Then God said, let there be light. This is huge. It says, God said, let there be light, and there was light. Now, here's what's interesting. Where did the light come from? Because this is day one of creation, and the very first thing that God sees, he's created the heavens and the earth. It says the earth, God created in the beginning. God created the heavens and the earth was formless and empty. Darkness covered the deep waters. The Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. Then he says to that into that heaven and earth that's created, he says, let there be light, and there was light. Where'd that light come from? Because this is day one of creation. Where'd the light come from? Because it wasn't until day four that the sun was created. As we know it, rises and sets. It was day four. So where did the light come from? It came from God. It came from him. because he is the light. And he's the one that lights our path. One of my life verses, Psalms 119, 105 says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. So here's what I want you to see in Genesis 1, in the beginning, that God speaks. God speaks to us today. God will speak to you right where you are if you listen, if you seek him. And sometimes he'll do it in a way that you don't even expect. You know, 2020 has been a really clear year for a lot of people. There were things that they never saw before that they saw and they didn't always like it. For many people, it was a very, very difficult year. And I get that. I'm so grateful that God spoke to me. I preached on it, actually, where God showed me out of 1 Chronicles 12 about the tribe of Issachar and how the men, the 200 men that were sent to make David king, crown him king out of the tribe of Issachar, everybody else, tens of thousands of warriors, they only sent 200 men who understood the signs of the times, knew the right course of action for Israel to take. And like that just, for me, that was God beginning to like speak. And as I began to seek him, like, Lord, what are you showing me here? And go to Genesis 49, where Jacob blesses his sons, those 12 tribes of Israel. And I read the blessing of Issachar about how Issachar, Jacob prays over Issachar and says, Issachar, you're a strong donkey. And I picture Jacob, this old man about to die, blessing his fully grown son, saying, Issachar, you're a strong donkey, and you've got two saddlebags on either side of you. And then he goes on to say, but you're able to see the good of the land and how pleasant the countryside is. And as I read those words, the light of God shined into my heart and my soul and my mind. And I was able to see again, not the broken homes and broken trees and broken places and dreams. I was able to see the good of the countryside, and how pleasant the land was. And then Jacob goes on to tell him, Issachar, he says, Issachar, he says, because you're able to see the good of the land and how pleasant the countryside is, you're able to put your shoulder into the load to do the hard work. And that was a moment for me. You know, it wasn't the creation of the universe. It wasn't God speaking to a dark and formless world. Let there be light. It was God speaking to somebody who was struggling. What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to be? Where am I? What's going on, God? It seems like there's darkness everywhere. And in that moment, God spoke to me. And it was a big shift. You see, God speaks. Are you seeking him? Are you listening for his voice? And when you can't hear him, and when you can't find him, what do? It's when you go to his word. You go to the Bible. He's speaking. Do you hear him? The funny thing about light, it says, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw that the light was good. Then he separated the light from the darkness. And he called the light day and the darkness night. Evening passed, morning came, marking the first day. When God speaks to you and there is a path, his light shines your heart, it lets you see where you are. And there's a difference between where you are in his light and the darkness. There's a separation there. And for those of you that find yourself in darkness, if you seek God, he'll speak. And it may not be, let there be light. Maybe it's going to be some random verse about Issachar. Maybe it's going to be just whatever it is, it's always hope for the future. Excuse me. So do you hear his voice? Are you seeking him? That's Genesis 1. Now I want to go to John chapter 1. Because here's what I want you to get at today. Number one, God speaks to you if you seek him and you listen. And he's going to light your path. Psalms 119, 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. God is speaking. Are you listening? Here's the second thing. John chapter 1. In the beginning, the Word already existed. the Word was God. And the Word was, let me start over. In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God, and God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. God speaks. Do you hear him? Here's the next thing I want you to get. That he's Jesus. Like Jesus said, the Father and I are one. Jesus was there in creation. Like we embrace this doctrine that says that God is one. In fact, in Deuteronomy 6, when Jesus was asked what the greatest commandment was, he quoted, he said, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. Then love the Lord God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength." And then Jesus tagged on, "Love your neighbor as yourself." But we know that there's only one God, and that Jesus was there in creation. Like we see the doctrine of the Trinity, which is man's trying to understand the oneness of God, and yet Jesus was on this earth, and he says, "The Father and I are one." This I know, that when God spoke in Genesis chapter 1, "Let there be light," we see in John chapter 1 that Jesus is the Word. It says the Word gave life to everything that was created. Who is that? That's Jesus. He is Jesus. And his life brought light to everyone. The Word gave life. Jesus brings life to everything that was created. That means you and me, the Word of God brings life. God, when God speaks, his Word brings life to everything that was created. That's why it's so paramount that we get into the Bible, which is his Word to us, and we hear it, and we receive it, and we act on it. It's Jesus. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. This is about Jesus. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. Then in verse 14, John writes this. He says, "So the Word became human and made his home among us." This is Jesus. "And we've seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son." Are you listening for God's voice? And do you know that Jesus speaks to you? Do you know that? That he brings life to creation. God's Word brings life to us. I'm going to turn just quickly. Here we are. To Colossians. It says, "Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. He existed before anything was created and is supreme over all creation. For through him, God created everything in the heavenly realms and on earth. He made the things we can see and the things we can't see. Everything was created through him and for him. He existed before anything else. He holds all creation together." This is why we follow Jesus. Yes, he's the Messiah and the Savior, but he's also God. And so here's... I wanted to share just one thing, an understanding that God speaks and that God's got a purpose and a plan for us. This is what I've found. Many people say, "Well, I know God's Word." They're talking about the Bible. Or they say, "I've heard God speak to me." And they're very sincere. And it's very true that God has. And they say, "I know Jesus." And I believe that. But I also know that there are people who know about Jesus. And we're not called to simply know about Jesus. We're called to know him, and here's the key, experience him. In Philippians chapter 3, it says this, "For God's way of making us right with himself depends on faith." So here's my question, what do you believe? By the way, like God has routinely for probably the last 5 years given me a word for the year. It usually happens somewhere around October. That didn't happen this year. I didn't like hear God whisper to me a word for the year. But he put me in circumstances that required me to trust him. And so I'm appropriating a word for myself, if that's okay. And I really believe it's what God in October was showing me needs to be my word, even though I may not have heard very clearly. I had an opportunity to trust him when everything seemed crazy. And this is right after the storm, of course, you know. And the word is faith. And faith is, oh yes, faith in God. Well, it is that. But what do you believe? What do you believe? Do you believe that God speaks and that he speaks light and life to you? Do you believe that Jesus really is the Messiah, that he's more than just Messiah? He's Messiah God. Do you believe that? And if you say you do, do you experience him and do you live for him? Because this is what he says. He says, Paul's writing again, for God's way of making us right with himself depends on faith. Do you believe that? And then he says this, I want to know Christ. See, Satan knows Christ. He knows him. Like, he knows who he is. He actually spoke to him in person. We know three separate temptations that you can read in Matthew and in Luke that you can read about those temptations. We know that Satan knows Jesus and spoke to Jesus. And Jesus spoke back to him. But here's the difference. It says, I want to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead. I don't want you just to know the Bible and know about the Bible. I want you to experience the power of God in your life that brings the dead things, the formless, the void, the emptiness, that spiritual death, and brings you to life. And so we need to know that God still speaks. We have to listen and we have to seek him, that Jesus is the way. In fact, in John 14, 6, Jesus says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. In John 8, 12, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So many people are searching for life, like they're breathing, but they're searching for life. It's found in Jesus. Seek him. Seek him. I want you to do more than just know, like be able to regurgitate scriptures. Listen, that's good. Scripture memorization is awesome. But if you just regurgitate a scripture and you don't really experience it, it's very demoralizing. It goes from a relationship with a very alive Savior to a religious ritual that you're forced to do. And that's just miserable. I'm looking at an underline right now in Philippians 3, where Paul writes, he says, we put no confidence in human effort. We're not gonna work our way into goodness with God. We're not gonna work our way into righteousness or into peace or into life or light. It's through Jesus, which is why I'm going to end with this, 1 John 1. So we're hitting Genesis 1, John 1, 1 John 1. John says this. He says, this is the message we've heard from Jesus. Do I have your attention? Because this is the message that we've heard from Jesus, he says. And we now declare it to you that God is light and there's no darkness in him at all. We're lying if we say we have fellowship with God, but go on living in spiritual darkness. But if we're living in the light, as God is in the light, then we have fellowship with each other, and the blood of Jesus' Son cleanses us from all sin. You can see the light. You can experience the light. But true freedom comes when you every day walk in the light. When you do that, you have, what does it say? You have fellowship with God and you have fellowship with other people. So what is God calling us to for 2021? To seek him? To walk in the light? To listen for his voice? To spend time in his presence so that we can experience his light and that we can walk in the life that he's called us to live? And walking in purpose, walking in light that comes from the creator of the universe, is shockingly satisfying. I pray that for you. Listen, if you've never experienced Jesus, I pray that you seek him, you surrender your life to him. It begins with a recognition that you're walking in darkness. That's sin. It's never God's plan for people. Jesus came as the light, sinless, never darkness in him, and yet he took your darkness, your sin, and he paid the penalty for it. Just like light and day are separated, it's the first thing God did, let there be light, and then he separated them. Because he is light, he cannot be around darkness. Our sin separates us from him. But on that cross, Jesus took that darkness and that sin. And when we surrender to him and recognize what he's done for us, and that because of his sacrifice, we can walk in light. When we recognize that, here's what happens. You ready? Back to Genesis 1. Evening passed and morning came. Evening passes and morning comes. And it's a new day when we follow Jesus. Let's follow him together. Listen to me. What happens if we don't, as the church, don't do that? Then we'll never rebuild the ancient ruins. People will live with fractured faith. They'll look skeptically on Christians. They'll look at the church as some sort of perverted institution because we're not truly walking in the light, because we're not walking in the power of God. Let's walk in the power of God together. And if you need to pray with somebody, or maybe you just prayed and said, Jesus, I give you my life, let us know. We want to help you grow. Also, if you want a Bible, this is last year's Bible. I already got another one. It's kind of worn out. But if you need a Bible, we'll get you this Bible. We're happy to give that. They cost us $22. We give them away. If you can help pay for that, great. If not, no worries. Here's our heart. We want to see you grow in God's word, knowing what he has for you. Bible's great, but experiencing the power of God through it, even better. And Father, thank you that you're so good. May we walk in your light. In Jesus' name, amen.